Welcome to Truth or Consequences. Three photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, President Rick Abono, Anil Lewis, Pam, and Roland Allen pose for a picture at the Welcome to Truth or Consequences town sign. Photo 2, the caption, Leaders follow the metal wall that continues to rise as they get closer to the gateway to space building. Photo 3, the caption, Group shot of Dan Parker holding his GWR certificate, his crew, and the NFB leadership and staff at the Guinness World Record attempt. The Guinness World Record's official smiles along with the group. When leaders of the National Federation of the Blind visited Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, for the Blind Driver Challenge, we did not just sit on the bleachers as spectators. Truth or Consequences, also known as TRC, is a small resort town with a year-round population of slightly more than 6,000, and it got its name in 1950 as part of a publicity scheme to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Ralph Edwards' hugely successful game show on NBC Radio. It's also home of Spaceport America, which is the location of the recent Blind Driver Challenge efforts. Spaceport America has 6,000 square miles of restricted airspace, low population density, a 12,000-foot by 200-foot runway, vertical launch complexes, and the world's first purpose-built space terminal, Virgin Galactic's Gateway to Space. The Gateway to Space terminal is dug into the desert on one side, with two floors of the building primarily focused on spaceflight operations. Federation leaders explored the unique building's visitor gallery and the runway to where the Guinness World Records title was achieved.